to ground. Lift the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our God. I will stand for God in our land. I will stand for God in my land. By the enemy on faith, but to ground, leave the banner of Christ's heart, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land. When God remembers me, he will know he has a man. By the enemy of faith, battleground, leave the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land. In Jesus' name.
So, join me in 15 minutes so that we'll be able to make progress.
Amen. Now, when you get to the book of Ephesians, especially Ephesians chapter 3, why not show me verse 10? There is a revelation that began to open up there. You see, okay. The scripture said, maybe let's start from verse 9 so that we'll have a foundation to what we're doing. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Let's see verse 8. Let me start from verse 8. Unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. This man is saying that there is an allotment of grace that is given to me. I'm consistent with my ministry, consistent with my office. I think it's in the book of Romans where Paul was speaking about his grace and his apostleship. You see, let me explain something little. Can you locate that place? When Paul said that, spoke about his grace and apostleship, he's trying to show you that there are two different things that makes for the effective administration of the project of God that is coming through a life. One is your calling. Then two is the grace that is being poured into that calling so that it will be achieved. You see, the extent to which a man will be able to express the calling that he's carrying inside is dependent on the allotment of grace that he has received. Are you with me? If you have me, say amen. Okay, see it. Romans chapter 1 verse 5. It said, by whom we have received what? Grace. And what? I didn't hear you. Number one, what? Grace. Number two, what? You see, the target is that the nation should obey. The nations must obey. What Paul is carrying by the reason of his calling and by the grace that has been poured into his vessel have the capacity to compel nations to bow. And when he began to give accreditation, when he began to give a roll call, appraisal of how much he has labored with the grace that is at work in his life, he said, I have preached the gospel in all of Asia. Beyond the testimony of Paul about himself, even men testified about the grace that was upon the life of Paul. In the book of Acts 16, 17, 18, 19, the scripture was speaking about Paul. He said, I think a place we studied the other time, the man, forgotten his name, that was involved in the worship of the goddess Dinah. He said that we have heard story, and we have heard the way Paul and these guys, every city they went to in all of Asia, they brought it down. Paul will enter the school of Tyrannus and sit there. Even if he takes 2 years, Paul is there. His target is the nations should what? Fall. Now, you need to know why the nations can fall at the feet of Jesus as a result of the expression of his grace in the life of a man. There is an investment of God that is in your life. God is counting on that investment. And the end is that what will happen? Nations. That's what my brother is trying to explain to you. For every investment of grace that came as a result of the fact that the Holy Ghost came at the day of Pentecost, conversant, relative to your own calling. Are you getting the point? I will show you how it rhymes up. Because he is speaking on general context. But by the time you come to this book of Romans chapter 1 verse 5, Paul said, all of us received a resource. And the general name for the resource that a man receives from God to execute his destiny, God-given destiny, is called grace. But that grace in the life of Paul works from the horn of the apostle. So he said, I receive grace and what? Apostleship. So now, first thing is a calling. And that calling is what? The apostolic calling. Now, but there is a grace that is poured into his vessel. That is relative. That is tailored towards making this apostolic calling expressed. Now follow me. You know why I'm saying this thing? There are many people that have evangelistic call, have the call of warriors, have the call of, but they have never touched the grace that will cause that calling to manifest. And they carried the title and came out. You will just stay there and die. What makes, are you getting the point? When I'm through, you labor for grace. Because it is grace that makes the horn of your calling to be manifest. That is what he's trying to tell you. That it takes power to make authority to be known. And authority is a representation of the calling that you have received from the eternity of God. But it will take grace. Are you getting the point? It is the grace that was poured in his vessel that made his calling manifest. So, after some season, even people that didn't like Paul because they knew when he was persecuting the Christians, they cannot deny the grace of God that was at work in his life. There is a grace that will be working out of the life of a man. You don't need to tell people the kind of man you are. It is the grace that will be telling the story. Brother, let grace tell the story. Let grace tell. So, let me get back to what I'm saying. He said, we have received, say after me, grace. And what? Remove that apostleship because people like names and titles. Put there, calling. We have received grace and what? Calling. So, I don't know what your specific calling is. You will receive that calling and receive the grace commensurate to execute what? That calling. For Paul, his calling is what? Thank you. So, somebody rises up and said, I feel the burden to be a Daniel to this generation. I feel a burden to enter into politics, to enter into business. We want to take the mountain. And you check in the spirit, and it is true that that calling is consistent with the purpose of God concerning your life. What else should you labor for? Because you now have calling. But there is another one, grace. By whom we have received what? Grace and apostleship. So what is this apostleship? Is the horn that carries the horn of your calling. And the horn of your calling is representative of the authority you have to execute the purposes of God. The horn, the purposes of God hangs on authority. It is by authority that we execute the purposes of God. Authority is the executive power of the purposes of God. Without authority, God cannot execute his purposes and his plans. Are you getting it? Authority is a serious matter. But by the time you read the book of Psalms chapter 92, verse 6, can you show me quickly? Psalms chapter 92, verse 6. Pay attention. Are you sure? Show me verse 10. Verse 10, not 7. He said, but my horn shall thou what? Exalt. Like the horn of what? So what will now happen when you have exalted the horn? I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. Are you understanding? Now, this is a horn. Let's assume physically that is a... Have you seen a horn before? You know you can pour something inside the horn. So the horn is the authority of your calling. Your capacity to enforce the authority is dependent on how much oil is what? Inside the horn. So assume that the horn is your calling. And assume that the oil is the grace that runs it. So Paul said, whether it is calling we have received, whether it is grace we are what? Received. So when Paul is laboring, he will tell you that beyond the fact that me and Peter has apostleship, but from the evidence of our labor, I don't want to say the rest. Are you getting the point? That is why you will have two pastors. E.A. Adeboye will tell you he is a pastor. The one in your village will tell you he is a pastor. They two are what? Pastors. What is making the difference? So they are carrying horn with no, some of them no oil. That is why Paul said, when you labor, labor according to the gift of grace. When a man labors beyond the gift of grace, he will be cut down. Because it can either be that the flesh is the one supporting it, or Satan is the one supporting that project. So when a man identifies his calling, the project of God that is flowing through his life, to the intent that God will achieve his agenda in a generation. And remember, when different projects of God flowing through our life is coming out, a point will come. What the church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be in its accurate context is a convergence point. It's a confluence in the spirit. Huh? In that confluence, there will be a convergence of graces, callings, ordinations. And initially, it will not look like it. But when you step out of time and look at it from eternity, you will see the beauty of the diversities of the operations of God through our life. And the end is what I wanted to show you in the book of Ephesians chapter 3. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Let's get back to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. I just want to lay foundation. My target today is to deal with demons. To deal with demons. But I need to show you where the thing came from. When I teach, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to the demons too. You are not the only one that is my audience. So I have more spirit audience than physical audience, believe it or not. Sometimes I enter meetings, many times, not sometimes. There are more angels. I'm not talking about demons. There are more angels than human beings in my meeting. Sometimes there will be thousands and they will fill everywhere. Some of the time you held hands to pray together. You are not the only one holding hands. Some angels are holding hands with you. Rings of fire in the spirit. That's why sometimes we tell you to hold hand, you don't understand. That there is a sharing of grace. What does it mean to share grace? Is it grace after fellowship? How do they share grace after fellowship? My brother, Esonamchukwu. How do they share grace now? How do they sing that song, sir? May the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us. Now and forevermore. Amen. Look at your life, still dry of grace. Every day you are singing it. Even you don't believe it. Even you saying it don't believe it. How will Satan believe it? How will men believe it? There is no grace. When you have grace, you begin to speak like men, like Peter. Step out of the beautiful gate and say, such as I have. When you hold hands with men, you tapping into such as I have. Everybody is not your mate. Even people that are your mate, they did not come the same size in the spirit. They did not come with the same energy in the spirit. Some people have been praying and fasting since morning here. People came here by 8 a.m., 7 a.m. Sometimes I come by 6, ask them. And we'll be doing prayer and Bible study, fasting, till this pipe. When we now some, when we, the days we used to broadcast online, people will see us doing wah, wah, wah. They say, ah, you just started and you are doing like this. They don't know. It is you that thought we started. We did not start by 5. We started by 8 in the morning, my friend. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you came from market. You are tired, all kinds of things. You are wondering how you are going to. And they told you, hold hands. The intent, number one amongst many things, is that you share grace. You tap into what? A man of God entered the meeting and the usher standing at the door was a lady. He saw her. People are coming, doing all kinds of things, but the young lady is carrying fire. The man rushed, shook her hands and collected fire. There is fire in this, my hand. You better believe it. Wait, that's reduce. That's a lesser revelation. The higher revelation is that there is fire in all of your hands. If you have done what you have been doing from the beginning, there is fire in your hands. Fire in my hands is good, but more important is that fire is on in all of your hands. Fire. You don't know now. If you are sick, you want to pray for yourself. You say, Father, hear me, Shada. Hear me, oh, this sickness. Hey. But when you know that there is fire, you carry it. This, my hand, is heavier than 2-story building. 50 bags of sin. It's heavy. Huh? Do you want to carry it? Huh? If you doubt it, come and carry my hand. The man doesn't want to carry my hand. It is the same thing with your own. And then Satan, you carry that your hand that is full of Christ. Carry it like this and drop on a demonized, nothing happened. Something is wrong somewhere. That's, I'm telling you what you are carrying. You don't need to do another one. The one that is there already. I don't want to fly. So, reduce small. In fact, join me in 10 minutes. If not, I will just go. Now, watch. Unto me, whom am less than the least of the saints, is what? I didn't hear you. Is what? So his emphasis is on the grace that was allotted to him. Now, there is an end to that grace because a people has been implicated in the agenda of God. And by the time we went further in that scripture, you will find out that that agenda of God is not a product of time. It is a product of eternity. What we do here is, my brother, you want Igbo? You can go cinema before. You need to go cinema. The reason why I'm asking this is what they are playing on that board is already acted. Is it not true? Why is it that people are paying to go and watch it? Are you getting the point? The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, it said, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew thee. So what we are doing here is to play out a script that is already written somewhere. So it's cinema we are watching here. It's cinema. So that is why when God looks at you here, he will check with your manual. There is an manual captured about you in the eternal studio. They check whether you are lined up there. That's why they are putting pressure on you. You don't understand why God is making you do certain things. It's because you have not lined up yet with the eternal manual. Meanwhile, it's possible that compared to your neighbor, you are better. But we don't compare ourselves with each other. It will mean we are not wise. We compare ourselves with the standard written about us. Eh? Imagine when they carried Jesus and wanted to make him king. Physically. If he was not aware of what was written about him, he would have accepted that. Something far less than ordination carried for him. Are you hearing me? So the man that was conversant with what ordination carried, he escaped from there and went into the bush and continued cooking. Because he knew even though men are clapping for him, It is only men that you are better than. We don't strive and compete with men. If there is a competition at all, let it be with the eternal scrolls that are written about you. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So Paul said, unto whom? He said, the grace of God that I should preach among the Gentiles, what? The unsearchable riches of Christ. Hey, Jesus. This is the kind of revelation that cracks the human mind. It has to take an ascended soul to be able to download and interact with this level of revelation, because it is out of time. Have you stepped out of time before?
This is my brother, you're looking at me.
Of course, you have stepped out of time. When you pray in tongues, what do you do? What do you do when you really pray in tongues? What do you do? You see, there is what we call praying in the spirit and praying by the spirit. They are not exactly the same. From my studies of the scripture, I found out 7 streams of praying in the spirit. Including praying in understanding is still praying in the spirit. But praying with the spirit or by the spirit is praying in tongues. That means you are not just praying in the spirit. You are praying with that spirit. So you can pray in this inspired fully by the spirit, but it's in understanding. And your prayer is correct and will bring powerful results. But when you pray with the spirit in tongues, you are giving out the initiative of this engagement to another person. And who is that person? The Holy Spirit. So it is at that point that the scripture said, for we know not what we should what? Pray for. As we what? Also. But the Holy Ghost doeth what? So it is now the Holy Ghost that is doing it. The scripture also said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said that even though our understanding is unfruitful, he said, how be it in the spirit we what? We communicate mysteries. Meanwhile, our understanding is shut down. It is in the same chapter that he said, I will pray in the spirit and I will pray in understanding also. Meaning that from if English language is anything, it means that he prays more in the spirit. And then adds, for him, praying in understanding is addition. Say also. Just we add it. But the main thing is what? To pray in the spirit. So, I'm not against praying in understanding or in your language. But when you pray in tongues, you have given over the initiative of that prayer engagement to the praying spirit himself. Because when a man really prayed, it is by the spirit. So instead of doing trial and luck in praying in your understanding, why not give over to the Holy Ghost? And once you are able to find oneness on the basis of the union that we have with Christ positionally, and you find that union, oneness, experientially, oh my God, the Holy Ghost can pray through you for 20 hours non-stop. He can pray for 10, he can pray for 12, such that you that plan to pray for 1 hour, if you obey the Holy Ghost, sometimes you plan to pray for 1 hour and pray for 3. It has happened to you. It means that the Holy Ghost is the one what? Praying. And even though as a man that your prayer time is 1 hour, the Holy Ghost that you gave yourself to say that today you are going to do what? 3 hours. The way you will know is that you will pray by grace. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Now watch. He said, I should preach among the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, the context here is Christ. Christ, Christ, Christ. If I ask you people now, what is Christ? It will take us a long time and we'll not be able to get the answer. Or do you know, sister? So let's leave it. We'll waste time. But Paul is trying to explain something to you. First of all, understand that whatever it is a mystery. Are you with me? Whatever Christ is a mystery. And the very purpose of Paul starting his letters this way is to show you, why is this person rushing like this? Show me verse 7. I want to Show me 7. Show me 6. Show me 5. Show me 4. I don't have time. Okay, he said, whereby when you read, he's writing a letter. He said, whereby when you read this, my letter, whereby when you read, you may know what? You may understand my knowledge. You may. You may understand my what? Who is this poor self? He's trying to tell you that I'm a compendium. I'm a study curriculum. That God took me to, if at all you will understand the mystery of Christ, you need to study what I'm telling you. So his knowledge is enough to ferry men to the borders. Meanwhile, he called that knowledge, he said, knowledge in the mystery of what? Christ. Let me tell you why it's a mystery. Go back, go down to 5 quickly. Follow me. Which in other ages was not made known unto sons of men. He said, in other ages, there was no revelation about Christ. The mystery was there, but there is no revelation about it. So many men that acted before them, they acted as antitypes. They acted as shadows. And all those shadows, the reality that is held up in them is what? Christ. Every single man, every single event, every single person, the reality that is held up in what Moses was doing with the children of Israel from Egypt to when they entered Canaan is what? Christ. If you want to make it full, it will be Christ and his kingdom. Every man, when David sat on the throne, he's mirroring a man. He is not himself. That is why the scripture have to say that he sat on the throne of David. He's not talking about David. He said, I found my servant David. But when you look at the physical, men like Peter will stand and tell you that our father David have died in the flesh and his sepulchre is there. So the scripture cannot be talking about the David that was a physical one. There is a spiritual David. There is a heavenly David. It will mean that the days that David lived upon the face of the earth is to mirror. In Jesus' name. Let's quickly move on. Are you sure I will be able to continue? Let's just go down. Let's dig in. Let's move fast. Show me verse 8. Maybe 10. Show me 10. Okay, the scripture said here, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Give me small sound, not loud. So the scripture is trying to say here that there is an intention that is in the heart of God even before he started doing anything at all. There is an intention that is in his heart. And the mystery through which he intends to achieve what is in his heart is now Christ. The mystery through which he achieves his purpose is what? So if God wants to achieve his purpose through your life, what does he do? He installs Christ in you. There are two operations of this installation. One is the one that came inside. But the extent to which you will express that one that came inside is dependent on how much you submit now. So the scripture also told us that having in readiness to avenge all disobedience when our obedience is what? Complete. So it is a relative venture. the more you approximate in submitting under the government of Christ. Because God has ordained from eternity, not in time, not when you were born, before you were born. He has ordained that he will achieve his purposes through Christ. So anything you thought you did for God that is not by Christ is not towards the achievement of the purpose of God. It is only that one that is in Christ and by Christ. So Christ is the authority that we now had inside. So the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope that God will achieve his purpose. The hope is the hope. John Graham Lake, Dr. John, he became a doctor not because of the fact that he went to a formal school, but he healed people so much that the medical board of Spokane, Washington, gave him a certificate of being a doctor. Because it's not this one that people are healed, they go. No, you will see doctors, medical doctors, line up on the stage, and their job is to investigate the verity of your practice. So after many years of practicing the same thing, as far as he's concerned, in fact, there is one he called the science of divine healing. John G. Lake, he said that there is a science to divine healing. Science. That means he has studied this divine healing. He went to compete with men of the Eastern religion. And he said to connected some things on his head, and he began to pray in tongues. They said after 5 minutes, the machine was not able to read the energy discharge that was coming out of his being. There is no human machine that can measure it. John Graham Lake. He demystified healing. People got healed, and they said it's the sovereign act of God. If you want to be healed, you are healed. If you don't, God healed today, you don't heal tomorrow, you heal this case. John said that there is a science. There is a science to what? Divine healing. There is a science. There is a science to divine healing, John says. So he went ahead and healed. If he sends his disciples to heal, if they go there, he tells them, he gives them one instruction. Don't come back. Don't come back until the person you are sent to has recovered. He said, there is a science. When they began to ask him, he began to enumerate the revelations that God gave him. He came back to this. He said that, do you know what I carry inside? Say after me, Christ. He said that when I see a sick person, see sickness, my desire is to see the book of Psalms chapter 110 fulfilled. That the Christ in me dominates that sickness. Dominates. I want to bring you to the plane of dominion. 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 We are doing nothing. There is nothing we have done, no matter what we have seen, until we have moved from the plane of seeing small results to the plane of dominion. We are the ones now in charge. That is where God has ordained. It's not set and win you tomorrow, today. No, it's dominion. You are the one in charge. And the day the man in Christ begins to express dominion in the spheres and in the places that God has placed him, God in himself is the one that is expressing his dominion. Are you getting the point? So that is the mystery of God. He said, to the intent that principalities and powers might know the manifold wisdom of God. And this expression of the manifold dimensions of God's wisdom is expressed through a vessel. What is the name of that vessel? What is the name of that vessel? The church. Now, it is not really different, because the church is the vessel that the Christ has decided to possess in his office. So he climbed high, and then from high he filled everything. And that thing that he filled, that he uses to express himself, is called the church. It so happens that we are a member of the body of Christ. So anywhere you find yourself, at least to a measure, that authority that is in the head should be stretched forth. Are you getting the point? That authority should be stretched forth. In casting of demons, dealing with installations of darkness. It was Jesus said that if I cast out devils by the finger of God, he said that the kingdom of God is come. Now, let me tell you, the whole purpose of God from Genesis to Revelation is to reveal his eternal kingdom in this manifest realm. Are you getting the point? So, it will mean that this concept called kingdom was a hidden matter. It was not something that can easily be expressed or attributed to. There is no physical evidence to mirror the spiritual kingdom that God is about to bring to bear, bring to dominion, bring to seat. Except something that is of that kingdom begins to find expression in this realm. Should I tell you? If you check the Old Testament, you will find out that all the miracles that Jesus did, all the miracles that happened in the New Testament actually happened in the Old. Except one. Except one. All the signs happened except one. All the manifestations of power happened except one. Who can tell me that one? Huh? Casting of devils. It's not resurrection or anything. The only difference between the manifestation of power in the old covenant and in the new covenant is what? You will never see one place they casted devil out. By which power will you do it? What they do is exorcism. And exorcism is not casting devil out. Exorcism is placating demons. You know what it means to placate a demon? When you go to a demonic altar, near your name, when you give him what he's eating, he will leave you for a moment. When the food expires, it will what? Start again. Many of them, once it's full moon, it will start. When the moon goes down, it will be normal. Once it's full moon, it starts. Because the demon causing it is still there. But when Jesus came, he pointed. He said, come out of him. Hey, Satan doesn't like it. He wants to hide. He wants to think that, oh man, we they compete. He wants to think that I'm still in the show. You know, me, I'm God. You know, what Satan wants is for you to think that him and God is fighting. Jesus and God, he is not fighting anything. Eh? When a man stretches his hand and says, come out! And the demon come out, he's doing like this. I'm telling you, come out now, not tomorrow. Now. As you're talking, he's talking to you. He says, oh, no, come. He says, shut up, come out. Come out of him. Mark chapter 1. Show me Mark chapter 1. Come out of him. Come out of him. Once you say it, that is the greatest proof that the kingdom has come. Sometimes when you hear the six of miracles, people can still be doubting it. Eh? There is something that is heavy. It is the casting of devils. It makes a clear cut demand. Jesus himself said that when it happens, know that the kingdom has come. It is a revelation of the fact that even though Satan doesn't want men to believe it, that the two kingdoms are not apart. Eh? It is not two sovereign states. It is not Ghana versus Nigeria. No. Eh? It is not Ghana versus Nigeria. They will not be fighting. No, there is no fight. How can you be fighting with somebody you create? There is no fight. And for God to prove to Satan that there is no fight, instead of fighting him direct, he sent us. It's a big insult for him. Why does God need to come? I'm here. And every one of us. And that is why the Bible made that, the scripture made that issue of expelling devils. He made it a universal calling. It was included in the Great Commission. It was included in the Great Commission, Mark chapter 16, from verse 15. He said, wherever you go, he said, cast out devils. The first one is cast out devils. Cast out devils. If you check from the miracles of Jesus, there is literally no place that Jesus preached or taught that he didn't cast out devils and heal the sick. Be like your master. Just go and check. Once he preaches, the next thing is to cast out devils. Or once he cast out devils and heal the sick, the next thing is to preach and teach. Just check. The whole of the gospel. Huh? This time around, sick people will come to our meeting and they go back. Today, any sickness, here we go. Even as I'm speaking in the name of Jesus.
Sambe pori kamahala. Tamama kapata kapata kapata. Shapata babaka. Shapata makapapo.
As I'm speaking now, there is somebody here that has a sleeping condition. You have a sleeping condition. I mean, should I say your sleep is disturbed, but you cannot just sleep through. Every moment in time you wake up, it's like you are disturbed. You are disturbed. I don't want to call it insomnia, but it's close to it. As I'm speaking, that thing is gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't say Mark 16, no. I said Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. The beginning of the gospel of who? The Son of God. I think I should use my own Bible so that I depend on this lady now in my notes. Let's see verse 22, from verse 22. Verse 22. He said, and they were astonished at what? I didn't hear you. They were astonished at his what? Why were they astonished? Is it because... No. People don't... They read this scripture and interpret another thing or turn it upside down. Or use their, on the basis of their human weakness and their inability to access the resources and capacities that is in God, they interpret another thing. The Bible said, and they were astonished at his doctrine. Why? They put column there to explain to you why. Are you getting the point? What made them astonished? Is it because he spoke very well? Is it because he knew all the Bible? Is it because he was able, the kind of knowledge, what he was saying, they have not heard it before? No. He said, for he taught them as one, having what? Meanwhile, in that place, same place, there are scribes. There are scribes, men that have learned the letters from when they were small. There is nothing about the Torah and the prophet that this man doesn't know. But when Jesus spoke, they know. No. The difference is in what?
The Torah. That is the difference.
It's not in the lingo. It's not in the fact that you spoke and explained everything. As I'm explaining it, the demon will be hearing you and be drinking tea. I bind you from becoming that kind of man of God. How can somebody be hearing you? Hearing you and they are normal. Huh? Why now? They are hearing, they shake your hands. Demons, they can even bring a witchcraft somebody and is living in your house, you don't know. Let me tell you, okudu level by level. As of God, you have to know that candlelight is fire. Is it not true? In my phone, Mpanaka is still fire. Is it not true? Lantern fire is still fire. Do you know you can use hand and... That's how some people came back and said, Papa, the fire I collected, if I collect it, if I go back, they will... It's in Panaka fire. Hey! It's in Panaka fire. Then, you know, the stove is still fire. You can do like this on it, but you can't keep it for too long, is it not true? If you want to warm yourself, you'll be doing it. That is what Satan is doing. You see, I'm fire for Jesus. Some are wood, coals. That one you can't joke with it. So once you put it on many demons, so chucha, okay, all kinds of things will go. But I saw a goat. I saw a video. I said, what is this? That means even that fire is only uchucha, is only cockroach and rat that runs away from that kind of fire. Big animals, they will kick the pot, it will fall down, and they will eat the yam inside. There is another fire. That one is called oxyacetylene flame. You know what that fire does? It is specifically tailored to melt metals. You know why I'm telling you this? Many of the things holding you, the Bible calls it fetters. Sometimes fetters. Fetters means it is made from iron. It will not come to natural body. How? How? Talk to your neighbor and say how. You need oxyacetylene flame. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Your intensity is not high enough. When you increase the pressure and the temperature, then some yokes will fall off. Some demons, some yokes, some fetters, some affliction, they are still there because you have not increased the temperature. You have not increased the pressure. You have not increased the intensity. When it increases, then fetters will break. Yokes will fall off. Oh my God! Somebody cry. Baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire. Because of fire. Something hard. Something intense. Let it burn. Literally. Let it burn in my hands. Let it burn on my heart. Let it burn on my feet. Let it burn on my hair. Let it burn in my heart. Fire, fire. Literal coals of fire. Iko kumpana kabunam. Ejiho kumpana kejaya. The Lord is said to do something. Said he's handling chronic cases. Cases that have lasted years. Since you were born, you cannot explain it. Since 5 years, since 10 years, in your life, in your family. In your life, in your family, in your ministry. He's bringing a higher intensity. Seven spirits of God, the seven intensities of the Spirit of God, the seven intensities of His power. The seals are broken, and God is bringing us into new borders, into new waters. And He says, and I will tell you now, my intensity has increased. The intensity of my work in your life has increased. The intensity of power. The intensity of power. Another measure, Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure, Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Is here. Pa, 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 pa. Wow.
Ghost. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another vessel. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another vessel. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another vessel. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Another measure. Another measure.
Holy Ghost, another measure.
Another measure.
Holy Ghost, another measure.
Another measure.
Holy Ghost, another measure.
Another measure.
Holy Ghost, another measure.
If you are a sister, come and stand in front like this. I need a jacket. Somebody give me your jacket. He said, no, just. Somebody give me your jacket quickly. Holy Ghost. Stand in twos. Like one person in front, somebody behind you. One person in front, somebody behind you. One person in front. From here. Come here. Come this side. Come this side.
Holy Ghost, another 5,000. Another measure.
All of you, lift up your hands and pray. Something is about to happen. God wants to do a work in your life deeper than he has ever done before.
Holy Ghost, another 1,000,000.
Another measure. Holy
Ghost, another 1,000.
As I speak, the hand of God will begin to descend on you.
Another measure.
We tap into the seven dimensions of God, the seven intensities of the Spirit. From my left, from my right, from the front, from the back. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. The count of three, the fire of God will come on you strong. One, two. Stop praying, stop praying. Just close your eyes, lift your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. The wings of fire, 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 the wings of fire. That's it. Fire.
Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another vessel. Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
Jesus said, listen. Listen to me. Bring up this sister for me. If you are sick, God is healing you now. Bring up. Stronger, 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 stronger,
another measure, Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure, Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
Listen. If you are sick, just take your hand and put at that part of your body. If you cannot, just put it on your head. If you are believing for somebody and the person is not here, or you are following us online, just put your hand at that part of your body. Or just bring out anything you have, whether it's hanky or anything. Even if it's water you have, if you are believing for somebody, bring it out. Just put your hands there, close your eyes. We have started. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Migraine has gone in the name of Jesus. Headache, migraine. You have a heart issue. What is the problem?
Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
If I pray, make sure your amen is loud. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of infirmity, every disease causing spirit. I bind you now. Every arrows, projections, been cast into the body and souls of men. I charge you in the name of Jesus to come out now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind every blinding spirit. I bind every deafening spirit. Deaf and dumb spirit. Asthma, I bind you, come out. Ulcer, I bind you, come out. Every spirit of paralysis, stroke, I bind you now, come out, come out, come out. Out. Take it easy. Take it easy. Every spirit of death manifested in any form, I bind you now. I bind you now. Out. Out. Every symptom, headache, weakness, tiredness, all of the name, whatever the name is, all kinds of pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, waist pain, heart pain, back pain, leg pain, I charge you to live now in the name of Jesus. I command broken bones to be mended. I command missing tooth to be recreated. I command growth to dematerialize. In the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord is healing already. I will take three testimonies and then we'll go. If you notice that God has healed you, come and stand here. You have headache like migraine. God has healed you. Quickly, quickly. Check yourself. One of the ways to keep your healing is to testify. Quickly. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Just three people. Another measure. Holy Ghost. If God has healed you, stand, stand. Has he healed you? Stand, stand, stand. Quickly, quickly. Be fast, because if you are not fast enough, you will not be able to take your own. Check yourself. Don't leave and then you find out that you did not check. Oh. What happened to you, sister? Because I know of her own. She sent me a message with this and said that she is sick. What happened?
Early this morning, our prayers. I was very dizzy and I was feeling headache and body pains all over. I still want to have malaria, but I'm strong.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
What can you not do before that you can do now?
Before, if I bend, I want to stand up. So I still want to have
malaria. Well, is it happening now?
No.
Let's clap for Jesus. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. This one is instant. You are clapping as if you can do anything. You can go. What happened?
Okay, Papa, he said I have been having a catarrh and sneeze that it has been disturbing you and washing nose. He said, but the minute after the prayer, he just had a rinse like, and then the thing disappeared.
He heard something like,
yes.
May all your sicknesses go like, in Jesus' name. Come, come. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go.
Papa, something just happened right now.
Yeah, what?
He has been having feverish condition with sore throat. But as you are ministering, it left.
Are you sure it has left? Come, 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 come. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. You can go. What happened?
Okay, Papa, he said I have been having neck pain since this week and has actually been disturbing him for long, but immediately after the prayer,
the neck pain has gone. It is permanent. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Neck pain gone in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go. What happened?
He has been having running nose.
Running nose.
Yes, but as you are ministering,
are you sure? Do like this. Somebody clap for Jesus.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus. You can go. What happened?
Okay, Papa, she said that her brother broke his leg and that she's standing for her brother, that when prayers came, that she felt as if something was leaving her body and that she could not even stood up. That what she's having faith that his brother is already healed now.
Your brother is healed in the name of Jesus. You can go. What happened?
She has been having sore throat that has resulted to pains on her neck. But as you minister, the pain left.
Are you sure? How do we know now? I have swallowed. Swallow. Is it stiffening you? It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? Quickly. Yes.
Reduce. For some, since yesterday, I've been feeling sick, like symptoms of malaria. But then I remembered all the principles about healing, the revelation you gave us about healing. So I told myself that I'm on malaria medication.
There is somebody that is trying to go with the testimony. Come and give it here. Quickly. I don't make mistake. If I tell you you want to go with the testimony, then it's correct. Come and join before he's there. Don't be saying, has it happened? Has it not happened? Am I sure that he is this? That's how you be saying, are you sure? It's Satan you are debating with. It can't be God that you are telling, are you sure? Are you not sure? Hey, so what happened?
So this morning, those things you were teaching us about healing, I began to apply them. Like, I can't see the symptoms anymore.
Let's clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. I say clap for Jesus. Where is she now? What happened?
Papa, she has been having catarrh. And the catarrh resulted to pains on her face and also headache.
Where is it now? Let's clap for Jesus. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Okay, Papa, this young lady has been having severe pain on her left thigh for about 4 months now.
Listen. What did he say now? You cram well when you are in school. Because your eye is the other way, but your head. How did you manage to do it? All these people that pass by cramming.
She said that she has been having severe pain for the past 4 months, but she's surprised that immediately the prayers came that she's no more feeling the pain and she can move her leg.
You can't feel it. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Where is she? Where? It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Wait. What happened?
He has been having pain on the throat, like sore throat, for about 3 weeks now. And also since February, his left knee has been having pain there. But now, instantly, the pains are gone.
Bend, let's see, bend. Bend where now? I understand. Is he still there? It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Okay, Papa, she said that this testimony from the last 24 hours that her dad has been sick of diabetes and hypertension for the past 10 years.
Yes.
Immediately after the prayer, that he has not been having issues and has not been taking his drugs again.
Somebody say, oh! Somebody speak! In Jesus' name. I know some of you are too dignified to scream and shout. Let me tell you. Listen. That's how David collected crown from the head of Saul. Saul and the daughter are too dignified. They are going like this. David dance like this. Dan, may you dance and collect your crown. Hey! Somebody scream! Hey! In Jesus' name. Wait, for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And for 10 years. Clap for Jesus again. Clap for him. What's the second one?
Okay, since I've been coming for this 50 days program, you've never really done anything about sickness. So this one day, before I left, my friend, he had the exams. All of a sudden, her dad is sick. They don't know what is wrong with him. He even has to go to hospital. And he's really sick. So she can't even read or anything. So this one, they told me to pray for her. So like, what do I know I'm praying for? No problem, I'll come and pray. And then this just one day.
Allow her. Mm-hmm.
And then just one day, this same evening, she told me about it. You come and say about sickness, like it has not happened since I've been coming. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's God wanting to heal him.
He's healed in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Papa, she has headache. She used to. And she also used to have pains on the lungs that resulted that she can't even pray well. She can't pray hard like she wants to pray. And then also...
Has he left? Okay, wait. You know, I went to Rift for a program one day. One young man came out. That's your name, God. One young man came out and he started listing his sickness. Where are the people that went with me that time? It was up to 7 or 8. One person. The devil is a wicked devil. How can you give one person 7 sickness in one body? Once you see that proliferation, just be sure that it is demons that are causing it. It is not how you are created. What happened? Number one, what?
Headache.
Number two, what?
Qatar.
Number three?
Pain on the lungs.
Number, has he finished? Ulcer. Ulcer, four.
Yes, sir.
One person. What happened to the four of them?
Like, when the prayer is going on, I cannot be able to pray. Even though I went to pray, I cannot.
But is he still there now? Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Come, come. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say after me, Jesus. I am your own. My days, my life is yours. You are my Lord. Say after me again, Jesus. I am your own. I make a conscious choice. I choose you this day. I choose you this day. You own me. You own my life. My body. My destiny. Jesus. You will not share my body. With any spirit. You will not share my soul. With any spirit. With any altar. With any power.
Any power.
Any spirit.
Any altar.
Making claims.
Of my life.
My destiny.
My destiny.
Today,
today,
I reject you.
I reject you.
I follow Jesus.
I follow,
I reject you.
I reject,
I follow Jesus.
I follow,
I reject you. I follow Jesus. I reject you. I follow Jesus.
I reject you.
You devils, you have heard her. From the office of my calling, I enforce it. I enforce it. Now! Now, now, you will leave her. 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 What happened to him?
Yeah, brother Brian, they said that for the past 3 weeks I've been having neck pain and then sore throat, but it didn't have
any. What happened?
It didn't have embedded his speech, but he said immediately after the prayer that he's instantly healed.
It is gone now. It is gone in the name of Jesus. May the Lord restore everything that you have lost. Listen to me. Come here. Do you want me to prophesy over your life? Stand like this. There is what we call prophetic push. When you don't have any business, nothing should work in your life. Then a prophet speaks something. And then your whole life and destiny is being manipulated by that. I speak to your life, destiny, circumstance, everything that is out of shape. I arrange you by the word of the Lord. I command a restoration beyond your prayer.
What happened to him?
For over 3 months, he has been having chest pain, and then the pain at the right shoulder. But when you are singing and ministering, he said something, it's as if something touched him, and then everything left.
It's as if something touched him. That thing that seems as if it touched you is gone. Can we clap for Jesus? It is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Okay, sir. Mama said that she has something like, the only way I could describe it, something like seasonal deafness. She says sometimes she finds it difficult to hear sometimes.
I'm aware.
And then when she comes to service, that she feels very heavy, but after the prayer that she's feeling okay now.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? Quickly, we don't have time. Come. What happened? Give her the mic, she can talk.
I made a midnight prayer. So after that midnight prayer, Satan now attacked me. I can't even pray that when the first prayer was.
But now it is you.
Thank you. My mother has been having terrible ulcer. So as we are praying, I put my hands on my stomach. I remember as I was praying, I saw my mom that is seen as
was removed.
It is
permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Wait. In Jesus' name. As we are here, many people are healed just because you are here. I healed on your behalf. What happened?
He said that for the past 1 week now that she has been finding it difficult to speak out. It seems as if she has an impediment in her voice. Even sometimes, like she could not shout, you could not actually hear what she's saying. But after the prayers, her voice is clear. That she was even talking to me now that I said I could hear her now. So let's
give her mic. Let's test. I shout Jesus.
Jesus!
And there's a clap. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
For almost 2 years now, he has been having itching in a very wonderful part of his body. But as you met ministry, as
the thing stopped.
Yes, I believe in God to stop. It's not doing him now.
Let me
come.
You have many issues with your life. Listen, this is not the only issue with your life. You have many issues with your life. The Lord have to heal you, not just your body, even your soul. You know what I'm seeing now? What I'm seeing? I'm seeing like a basket. You know what is a basket? And they are pouring water inside and it's leaking out. So it will mean that no matter if God is giving you something, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, whether it's anything, if you check the impact of what you did, you will see it is not commensurate with the effort you put in. So you labor much and see little result. You labor much and see little result. I want to pray for you so that God will help you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I intervene in this young man's life. And the authority that you gave to me, every power, every spirit.
Lose him!
Let him go. Lose him. Lose him. Lose him. Lose him now. I arrest everything that is not of God in my life. What happened?
That this is the man that the prophetic word came when you were talking about the person that has an impediment in his sleep. That his sleep is usually in staccato. So
wow.
He is actually the person. So now, after the prayers, he said he's completely healed.
Let me hear you.
There was something you were saying about the eye.
Yes.
I know that was for me because sometimes at night I find it hard to sleep. That's one. And most times when I try praying and after prayers, if I press my phone, it looks as if something is breathing.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Where do you come from? Oh, well. Are you an Igbo man? Come. Did you grow up in Igbo land? Open your eyes. Look at my eyes. What happened to him?
Papa, he said that he loves eating. He loves eating so much.
No, don't give him mic. Hold my mic so that we'll be fast. Hold your mic so that we'll be fast. Is he a bad thing? Huh? Some people are praying that they should eat. Huh? So what happened? I don't want
but to. But as you are ministering, he perceived in his heart like this gone.
There is one way for us to know. Listen. There is only one way for us to know whether this thing is real. How many days? Where do you live? Opunese. Do you live with you? Are you serving somebody or are you independent? But you are, you can, I want you to come here and do 3 days drive. Huh? Any day it is, what you need to do is what? 3 days drive. Let's. Three days drive. It will not be hard as long as you are here. It will not be hard. There is nothing in it. Elijah, is it not true? No, it, truly I mean it. All the sisters that is in Beterama and here, except you are new, all of them do 3 days for fun. The guys here do 3 days. I'm even the one restricting them. Fasting, prayer, Bible study is normal here. There is no struggle. If you struggle, you are not connected. I don't struggle to fast. It's even like a sin for me to eat. When you fast like that, if we say we are no more fasting, you now wake up in the morning and eat. It's not, but you now eat, it seems as if you say something. You are part of the family. But if you still check time, you are fasting and it's 11. You now check. You now cook the thing. Cook. After cooking, you cook everything you used to break the fast. Like one of our brothers called me. Probably he's listening to me online. I told him, are you fasting? He said, yes. I said, He said, it's 6 to 12. It's 6 to 12 fasting. How many people know 6 to 12 kill me? Somebody just forgot his breakfast. If you are a businessman, I know many businessmen and even my mother that sometimes they, because they live early, they forget. Before, and if you are really doing well in your business, except in a future counter, and then it will mean you need deliverance. But if you are doing well in your business, if you go early like that, sometimes you will forget food because cost. On our customer now, being at Chonny. Before you know it, before there is a way it happens, around 11, 12, 1, Ebeni in Ekulu Kwazi. That's when you will eat. If you have no age, 8, 7, Afia Haga. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Okay, Papa, this I am a brother. I said this is his first time of coming. A friend actually invited him here.
Okay.
He said I've been having ear distortion. Like he could not actually hear something. That sometimes when he hears something, the hearing is have not coordinated. Yeah, he said that after the prayer that he can actually hear now. So.
Can you, which of the ears? One or two? The other one?
Both, because it has been long. I have done so.
Okay, I think you can defend yourself.
The way so they flushed the ear, because I work in Waves Medical Center.
Okay.
So they diagnosed me, they said the infection of a thing. After flushing it, what happened is still happening. So I met a friend in the camp of salvation. That was the guy. So we were talking. I was listening to your
message. Are you the one?
Already.
Elingwe.
Yes.
Ah.
I was listening to
you. Yeah, you are now my friend. You are now
message,
my
friend. And I walk up to him. What's your name? He introduced himself to me. I collect his number. So we are talking. Along the process, he said, there's a ministry is attending if I will come. I said, this is what I've been hungering for because I like teaching ministry where they will teach you, eradicate your mentality so that you know what is happening.
All ignorance will go.
So.
Is this still normal? Huh? Let's see if it's normal. I think we have done it here the other day.
So since then, my ear pick different kind of noise.
Mm.
When somebody speaks, it pick noise. I'm not feeling comfortable sometimes. But
so,
sometimes you leave me.
So,
but
so,
when you are ministering, mm-hmm. I was praying. But something happens to me that, and I feel that my ear opened.
Hmm.
I can hear very well.
Clap for Jesus.
Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
When you thank Him, He will do more.
Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
So, because of that, we will stop it. It is permanent in the name of Jesus.
One more.
Okay, one more.
Since 2018.
During
night class, she
knelt
down.
Listen. Uh-huh. During night class, what
happened? Yes, she knelt down to read. So, once she got up, she felt pain. She was sitting reading.
Let me hear you.
Okay,
be fast.
2018, I was sitting down reading during night class. Like, you know, somehow you just do something. Maybe you wake up. Maybe I woke up, like, this leg has been paining me since then. I cannot even, if I sit down, I have to sit down.
Which of the leg? The left one.
And you have to affect the other one too. Mm-hmm. Like the time, like 3 months later, I think you got this other one too.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I'm thinking that I carefully sit down, even when I wake up from sleep, I don't just wake up immediately. I try to wake up very well.
So that your leg will adjust.
Yeah, and sometimes I must sleep while walking. Like I don't just sit down and stand up like that.
So what happened now?
Like I just tried it now. When you said we should come out, I didn't want to come out at all. I was like, let me just try. So I tried standing up now and I didn't leave the way I used to leave while walking.
Somebody clap for Jesus.
Another measure. Holy Ghost. Another 1,000.
Stand now.
Another measure. Holy Ghost. Another 1,000.
In Jesus' name. Every crippling spirit, your duty is over. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the miracles of today. And for many of you that will realize your miracle when you have gone home. And for many of you that your miracle will not be obvious now. Maybe you will have to go to hospital to check. I decree that it is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. And many of you that doesn't need a miracle in your body, but you need a miracle in your soul. Deliverances, healings, intervention. And for many of you that need miracles in your business, in your ministry, in your family, in your career, receive your own in the name of Jesus. Receive your own in the name of Jesus.